This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, what up? It's Saturday night. Michael Bloomberg, what's going on with him? I will discuss. And friends, I got some good news. Dr. John Eidner is going to be back with us. We are only 26 people away from having liberated 200 human lives in the calendar year of 2019. Welcome into a big, beautiful Radio Night Live edition. Told you last week. Those of you watching by way of Biz TV and by our streaming live streaming on the what are we on? We're on the FuTube and the ViewTube. No, it's the YouTube and the Upscope. What's that called? The Periscope and the Tweet. We're on the Tweet as well. Anyway, I said last week this thing's hanging out in my studio. I'm not taking it away. Did you know that someone? And for those of you watching by way of radio, I'm holding the Taekwondo board that my son painted freehand as an American flag last week. He just came down on Saturday morning, sat down with paints, pulled this out, didn't sketch anything, just freehanded it. And then I talked about it last week on the air, and I put it in the studio. And then someone had the audacity to make fun of this on social media this week. I just want you to know, you jackweed, I will hunt you down and murder you if you do that to my son again. I'm half kidding. Depends on what you think in terms of which half it is. All right, so here we go. Welcome aboard. Glad you're with us. We got a lot to get to. Let's go back to the big board for just a second, because I want to preview the whole show. We've got Dr. John Eidner is going to be with us. Now, you know, it's very late where he is, so I'm very grateful that he's going to be up late with us. But I am so jazzed that we're only 26 human being lives away from having liberated, get this, 200 human trafficked slaves. If we get 26 more slaves liberated, we will have liberated 200 for the calendar year. And that's just insane. It will by far be the biggest record we've ever set with anything related to Kevin McCullough. And I have to thank you for helping make that happen. But that means we've already liberated 174 for the year. And I've got some brand new stories of people that we liberated this year that I'm going to tell you about tonight. But before we get to that, as you saw on the big board there, Michael Bloomberg is out saying he's going to run for president, or thinking about it, so forth. I saw this New York Post headline today. We can put that on the screen. Bloomberg skipping Iowa and New Hampshire to focus on Super Tuesday. Now, that's given if he actually decides to run. And here's how this all plays out. So you've got Joe Biden, who is laying the biggest goose egg for a front runner that's ever been laid. Like, he just doesn't know how to do it. And I'm not shocked that people that were in the know, are walking around going, well, how come he's such a bad front runner? Did you know whenever he's run for president, he's never gotten more than 6% of the vote any other time he's ever run? So the fact that he's even doing better than 6% is pretty good. But the guy is just, he doesn't have it mentally. He can't stay awake. He's mispronouncing things. He's making up destinations and stories. And, you know, he was at the cracking of the Liberty Bell one day. Like, he'll just say stuff like that. And you're like, where'd that come from? So anyway, and Bloomberg had decided to not pursue a run at it if Biden was going to be in the game. But even though Biden's technically in the game, it's not like he's really in the game. So that's got Bloomberg now thinking, well, maybe we need a moderate. Someone who's not going to be quite the crazy, insane, lefty commie that Elizabeth Warren is, who's obviously the current frontrunner. But put that headline back on the screen. This is the problem that Bloomberg is falling into. Michael Bloomberg skipping Iowa and New Hampshire to focus on Super Tuesday. Now, let's go down memory lane for just a second, shall we? And let's look at how mayors of New York have done in recent years in their pursuits for the presidency. Now, following 9/11, Rudy Giuliani thought he might run following the Bush tenure, and he was, of course, running against John McCain, who eventually got the nomination in that cycle. And Mayor Giuliani, similar to Mayor Bloomberg, said, well, I'll wait until Florida to jump in, because I'll have all the snowbirds from New York that are living down there in Florida who will vote for me, and I'll win Florida, and then it'll be a big push from there all the way through. Mr. Bloomberg, and so that was the one of the more recent mayors who ran, and it was a disaster. He was never even really in the race. Now, this last year, Mayor de Blasio from New York City decided he wanted to run. Nobody knew it. The city was kind of happy he wasn't around, because he couldn't be destroying his town while he was out running for president. But nobody really knew who he was or what he was doing. He spent so much time in Iowa, and people were like, who are you? He literally had, they did one poll just before he got out, and maybe this pushed him over the edge, where he literally had 0% in any type of people pulling for him in the state they were polling. I believe it was Iowa. 0%. He had 0% of the vote. He was underwater in New York State. New York State did not want him to run for president. He got less than 1% of the polls that they were doing in New York State for the Democratic nominee. In his own city, he only had like 5% of the people that wanted him to be president. But far be it for anybody to talk common sense into him, because he was going to run for president. Now here comes Michael Bloomberg, former Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the third of the last three mayors, the only one that hasn't run. And again, the headline, he will skip Iowa and skip New Hampshire for what? To focus on Super Tuesday. Friends, let me tell you how this is going to go. Someone's going to win Iowa. Someone's going to win New Hampshire. Maybe the same person, maybe a different person. After that, they're going to go to Nevada, and someone's going to win that. And then they're going to go to South Carolina, and someone's going to win there. It's not until another week goes by until you get to Super Tuesday. And, oh, by the way, Mr. Bloomberg, you're the moderate. You want to run as the moderate? Super Tuesday has California in it. California moved itself up into the early part of the cycle because they were tired of being irrelevant by the time people got there. California has like 7,829 delegates. Not specifically, I'm not exaggerating slightly, but it is a big basket full of delegates. And you ain't going to win California. So I don't understand what you're doing. If you're going to run, get in the race, dum-dum. Run in Iowa. Go shake hands. Go talk to pigs. Whatever they do in Iowa, go do it. Run in New Hampshire. If you really want to be the moderate alternative for the Democrats, you actually have to be in the race. And this is what this tells me. That if he does run and follows this strategy, he will be gone before he's ever in it. Just like the other two New York mayors. Just like Giuliani. Just like de Blasio. I don't get it. And I'm in New York. I don't understand why they think, well, we just sit back and just wait for our turn. Doesn't work that way, dummies. You go to the first state. Whoever wins that starts building a narrative. What is the narrative? I'm the front runner. I just won the only race that's been held. You go to the next state. Oh, I won that one too. And by the way, if Elizabeth Warren wins Iowa and then wins New Hampshire and then wins Nevada and maybe comes in second in South Carolina or wins South Carolina and then goes to California and wins California, buddy, you got nothing left to do. She's going to say, I've won six states. What's this guy done? He didn't even campaign for most of the last year when all the rest of us were putting our ideas out there. It's just a foolish thing for the Democratic Party to take it seriously. But, you know, I understand their pain. They have no candidates. They have no agenda. There is no real policy that they're pushing except Medicare for all and all kinds of just like government giveaways that, you know, freebies that they're just going to give, and then say that they're going to tax rich people for, which there's not enough rich people to pay for everything that they want to give away. So they're going to break promises on some end of it. Most people are seeing through that. That's why in all of the competitive Rust Belt states, President Trump has a higher approval rating than he had when he ran 4 years ago. And in all those Rust Belt states that he wasn't supposed to win, he's actually further ahead in all of them except one. And he's probably going to win all of them again, and then some. He's ahead in a couple that he didn't win last time. It's going to be weird. But I don't get the mayors of New York. They obviously don't understand presidential politics as it's played in America. Now, I've got that off my chest. I feel better. We're going to talk with Dr. John Eibner of Christian Solidarity International. What we have been doing and what we are doing to liberate human beings in Sudan this Christmas is as important as anything we've ever done, and I hope that you'll stick around. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known some. First met you with lonesome. Came inside of my heart, grew like the world was new to me. You're swell, I'll admit you deserve expressions that fit you. Rack my brain hoping to explain things you do to me. By me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By me, Mr. Shane means that you're grand. By me, Mr. Shane.
And the other
pharaohs in the land.
South Pacific and even in places like India. It's an amazing thing. But the thing I want to focus in on today and for the next few minutes specifically has to do with the very real ongoing work that CSI is focused on and doing in the Sudan and the releasing of slaves to their neighbor to the south, the newest country on planet Earth, South Sudan. And back with me to do that is Dr. John Eibner. He is, of course, the longtime face and voice and heart of Christian Solidarity International. And Dr. Eibner, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, but I'm really thankful because my listeners this year, through your efforts joining me and being able to explain some of this and your staff, I know that for a fact we have helped play a hand in the liberation of 171 specific lives that have been or are in the process of being liberated from slavery. And I'm just curious, when you hear that number, you guys have literally been involved in the liberations of tens of thousands, if not 100,000 slaves so far. But I sometimes get lost in the number because I am so blown away by the overwhelming size of those numbers that I forget that each of those numbers represents a human being, a life that is special and precious and important. I'm just curious, do you ever lose the mystery or the kind of amazingness that a life can be freed and can be freed so immediately and so genuinely?
No, I don't. It is each of these numbers represents a human being, as you have said. And when you go into South Sudan and you meet these human beings, you don't meet numbers. You meet human beings that have been liberated from slavery. We hear from them exactly what they have gone through. Terrible abuse, often not forcible conversion to Islam, and to be able to encounter them in freedom, it really raises one's spirits. And because it is, we are helping human beings. This is all about people. It's not about numbers. It's not all about politics. It's about human beings who are in bondage and being able to liberate them through the support of many of your generous listeners.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be possible without them. I can't do it on my own. But through this network of support that we have, and you have been so faithful in conveying the plight of the slaves to your listeners, and they have been so faithful in responding, we really greatly appreciated, and of course the liberated slaves appreciate it even more than we do. They simply are so far away and so remote that they don't know you, they don't know the people who have helped to liberate them, but we all believe that we're a part of the body of Christ, one body, and that we are connected in one way or another, in a mysterious way with each other.
Well, and in fact, this has opened a great deal of people's eyes as to the real situation on the ground. And it's one of those things, Dr. Eibner, where I think people are just kind of stunned. They're kind of incredulous at the idea that in this day and age, in 2019, with all the technology, with all the ways that, you know, we can set a satellite to look down into the warehouse of a terrorist somewhere in, you know, the deserts of Egypt, and yet we don't know that there are more people living in slavery right now than in any time in human history. Talk about that for a little bit, about how the reality of what the enslaved picture on planet Earth is so different than where the rest of the world is at.
Well, as you mentioned, that slavery is a global phenomenon. It's actually a growing phenomenon, and it points to the fallacy of this notion that we live in this world of eternal progress and that everything gets better for everybody as time marches on. It may be getting better for some people, but it's a lot worse for, huge, massive humanity. But let's talk about slavery in Sudan, because there are different forms of slavery, different kinds of slavery, it's motivated by different things. But the slavery in Sudan was driven by Islamic Jihad. There was a jihad that was declared against the non-Muslims, and slavery became a legitimate activity for those who were jihad warriors. And so during this long civil war in southern Sudan, there were tens of thousands, probably over 100,000 or more slaves were taken. And, of course, that includes people who were born into slavery, not just those who were captured. But the abuse that they've experienced has been horrible, not just the denial of freedom, but racial and religious insults, tribal insults, beatings, most of the women and girls end up being raped, often giving birth to their bastards' offspring. Female genital mutilation, which is the norm in northern Sudan in the Muslim community, there is Christian and traditionalist girls from the south who are enslaved are subjected to that. And then often, and it's usually the case, they're forced to convert to Islam, to at least maintain the appearance of being Muslims, to pray like a Muslim, to behave like a Muslim. The female genital mutilation is a part of that process, and they are denied the opportunity to hear the good news.
Yeah. Hold that thought for just 1 second, Dr. Eibner, because I want to come back to that. That's a huge part of what CSI is about. But, friends, what we're talking about is this, before the end of this year, liberating at least another 30 or so slaves that we know that we can help this calendar year. And just imagine the Christmas gift that it would be to them to receive from a believer here in the United States a lifetime of liberty and of free determination and the ability to worship the God that they were raised to worship when they were little. Here's the number where you can find out more, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org and just click on my picture when you get to that homepage and liberate a life right now, 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. Again, if you'd like to give online, it's csi-usa.org or 888-342-1010. We are 26 lives away from liberating 200. I will introduce you to someone that we liberated earlier this year, a little bit later this hour. But Dr. John Eibner is going to join me as we continue here on Radio Night Live. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
200 million Americans in the Midwest and the East Coast are in the path of a frigid air mass. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Witt.
I think we're just going to be mostly seeing a good bit of cloud cover for the most part during the day on Monday. As we get into Monday evening, that's when some rain comes into the picture. Probably starts spreading into eastern West Virginia Panhandle and the Blue Ridge Mountains on Monday evening. And then, of course, the higher elevations, we may see a little mix of rain and snow.
Two Trump administration officials have told impeachment investigators that they heard White House discussions with Ukraine. The transcripts of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Fiona Hill both appear to show some evidence of a quid pro quo between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky, military aid in exchange for an investigation of President Trump's political rivals. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
All right, Dr. Eibner, just a second ago we were talking about the idea that slavery is different in Sudan. You were describing some of it, and it is very a very harsh reality for the particularly women that have lived that life, though men have been enslaved as well. They are treated somewhat differently just because the women, I'm assuming, survived much more during the Civil War and were alive. I'm sure many of the men ended up dead. So as a result, you had a lot of women and thereby extension children. And even you've helped me understand this, even as slave masters had raped many of these women, more slaves born into captivity. So what is the picture of the slave community in northern Sudan right now? How many do we believe are there that need to be liberated?
It's really hard to know with precision, but there are some sources that are on the spot that have access to northern Sudan that suggest that there are perhaps 20 to 30,000 slaves remaining in bondage. And of course, CSI is involved in liberating them. But the number that doesn't necessarily go down dramatically because there are new slaves born all the time.
Right.
So it's not a fixed number of people who have been enslaved. But it's a reasonable guess to say that maybe 20, 30,000 people, those who were enslaved during that civil war or those who were born into slavery and remain in captivity, are there in the North living this condition of 100% slavery, lack of freedom, to believe what they want to, lack of freedom to be who they are as non-Arab, non-Muslim, mainly women and children. The men are often killed because they're a threat. The slave population is made up far more of women and children than it is males, adult males.
Right. Well, and as we're talking about this, there's also then this kind of geographical challenge. It's one thing to, I guess, have been a slave in the United States at one point in time in history where the climate may have been a little bit different. But in Sudan, you're talking about a really rugged, difficult climate. Talk to us about the physical circumstances that besides not being free, that they're also living under in terms of food availability and just basic necessities.
Well, in Sudan, even in northern Sudan, where the slaves are taken, it's one of the poorest parts of the world. So even most of the masters would be very poor by our standards. But people, slaves often sleep with the cows and the goats. They sleep under trees or little very primitive, what they call rakuba, straw shelters. Some of them may be house slaves. You had a kind of a division in Sudan like you did in the American South. You had field slaves and house slaves. Usually house slaves might be treated a little bit better because the masters don't want completely unwashed people in their home. They often have some privileges that that field slaves don't have. But I've heard many a tale of terrible abuse of house slaves, especially sexual abuse by the masters or the masters' teenage sons. Do terrible things to mainly the female slaves, but also we've had terrible stories of what has happened to male slaves who are not able to defend themselves.
Yeah, we've heard stories of male slaves that rebel and they get their eyes poked out or they're made to look at the sun for hours on end. We've heard of stories, personal stories. We've been able to tell some on this air of women who have, of course, been not only told that they must experience female genital mutilation, but also then in some cases be required to do it upon themselves. Friends, what we're talking about here is by no means any type of sanitized, cleaned up version of something. That there is nothing to clean up. This is as raw and as harsh and as brutal as living under any circumstances as you can imagine on planet Earth. And the fact that Christian Solidarity International is there and has liberated more than 100,000 slaves to date, the fact that we have an opportunity to help free at minimum 30 to 40 more before the end of this year. Friends, I would just ask you to consider, and here's how easy it is. $250 supplies a year's worth of supplies for that slave upon their freedom, and it also negotiates their freedom through the delivery of a cattle vaccine that, believe it or not, the slave owner deems is more valuable than the human life. Once that trade is made, that slave is returned to their home in the South. Christian Solidarity International helps them with care once they return across the border, and then they help them find either their location or their family or places where they can begin the life anew. But, friends, it's an amazing process.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We continue with my discussion with Dr. John Eibner, who is the head of CSI International, Christian Solidarity International, and they are a bi-level organization that is working on two different fronts when it comes to human oppression, especially for those that are religious minorities, and particularly those that are Christian in name across the globe. And in the area of Sudan, where we have been spending some of this focus, we are focusing in on the opportunity to help some of these slaves return to a life maybe that they've known before, but for many of them, maybe that they've never known, with relatives, with going back to a region they've only heard about or thought about. Some of them have been born into slavery and are discovering family members for the first time, but it is really a genuine, moving experience. And Dr. Eibner, I was just talking about how $250 kind of does the liberation process. It delivers the vaccine that the slave owner wants, but then the rest of the money that's applied there goes to a thing called a bag of hope that is actually much more than just a sack. The sack is a tarp and supplies and grain to plant for a year and food to eat for the immediate year, but also a she-goat and other things that will help them with micro-enterprise and recovery. But I want to zero in, if we can, take the movie camera, if you will, and focus in right on that celebration when they finally know that they're free. Now, they've been walking for a number of nights from the north. They travel by night so as to not to be captured or run the risk of being taken by someone else. But once they cross that border into South Sudan, Dr. Eibner, take us into what happens in the slave's life immediately upon the next few days right there.
Well, they remain together, and the CSI team encounters them. They're, of course, documented. There are local pastors or evangelists who are there and who meet with the slaves and gets to know them. And there's a gathering at the end once the documentation is over. And these slaves come back with really nothing, just the clothes that they're wearing, maybe a little water bottle or something like that, and they receive this sack of hope, which gives them a tarp on which to sleep or to hang in the trees to provide shade, a water jug, aside for cutting grass, a big water container, some very basic things, that a mosquito net to protect them from malaria carrying mosquitoes. They've had none of this in the north. And then the all-important she-goat that provides an opportunity for a little economy there, a little family business if the she-goat gives birth and multiplies. And it's really something that's unbelievable to them. And the joy is incredible. They've never witnessed anything like this before. Nothing like this has ever happened to them, and it gives them a chance to make a new start. And part of the new start is, again, for many of them, hearing the gospel for the first time, especially for those who were born in the north and are concluding event with them before we part. Is usually a time of celebration and singing songs. The catechist or the pastor or the evangelist will teach them some Christian songs, and they carry around these hymns in their hearts for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. I was also thinking, Dr. Eibner, and I think a lot of my listeners would think about this, when you've lived a life for as long as many of them have, and some of them, it's the majority of their life, for some it's not been as long, but it's still been a significant amount of time, that there probably is a great deal of unresolved pain and hurt. And I know that you guys walk through the process of helping them tell their story and trying to write down their story so that there is a documentation, kind of a page turning, if you will, in their life of what they were and where they're going now and so forth. But talk to us about how important it is that opportunity to just kind of decompress there on the border exists.
Yes, the pain and trauma that people bring back is enormous, and of course it's very difficult to measure it exactly, but they have really been through a kind of hellish experience, and they live with that for the rest of their lives, and some people deal with it better than others. But just the ability to tell the story to our team, that it's recorded, that Stone gets it off of something off of their heart, it's a release. And then, of course, they will go back to their homes, to their home villages. Some people know where to go. Some people don't know where to go. But there's a network of chiefs that will direct them in the right way and make sure that they go back to where they have, if not mothers and fathers or husbands and wives, at least extended family that can take them in. And it's really important that they integrate back into society and are able to be themselves again. And they quickly adapt to the local culture. So yeah. Some people were born there and lived there and were grown-up children when they left. So for some people, they were thoroughly Islamized and come back. And it's really this integration process is really very, very important. Sometimes people suggest to us that we should have some kind of center or orphanage for those that come back. And I think that it's far better for there to be a real reintegration into their families,
absolutely,
into their communities, than to somehow institutionalize them in some kind of Western modeled.
I don't get that at all. I think what you're doing is exactly the right approach, and I think it is one of those things where it's important to be able to decompress, but it's important to help them understand that the hope for the life that is yet to come is just in front of them, and so they're starting a brand new journey, one in which they're going to have a lot more choice and determination. They're going to get to express their thoughts and feelings in ways that they haven't been able to. They're going to get to do things, Dr. Eibner, like laugh. I mean, I think about these things sometimes at night. And friends, as you're hearing us discuss this, I just want you to know that my family and I, we don't just advocate for CSI. We believe in this. And that's why over the last few years, we've had the real honor of helping to liberate multiple numbers of slaves. And I'm hoping that you will take that journey with us this year and call them right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Because when you do, you're going to enter into a process where you're going to, your gift is going to start a ball rolling that's going to end with a human being being given. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, this is George Dory. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, so glad to have you with us, and so thankful to have Dr. John Eibner joining us as he is able to tonight from a very remote location where it is very late at night where he is, and it is very early in the morning, in fact, but we are grateful to have you with us as well. The phone number is 888-342-1010. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. It is what we do in the fourth quarter every year. We set aside a portion of what my broadcast time allows so that we can just make a positive change in the world. We talk about a lot of stuff on this show. We talk about politics. We talk about culture. We oftentimes talk about the things that are very frustrating and how on some level they're just wrong. It's unfair. There's a lot of things that are just immoral and unjust. I don't know of anything that's more immoral or unjust. Maybe aborting an innocent baby. But aside from that, I think that when you take an innocent human life and you subject it to slavery and you subject it to rape and you subject it to female genital mutilation and all the things that happen in the lives of these slaves from South Sudan, I just don't think that you can find a worse situation on planet Earth. And I am so grateful that this year we are on the verge of helping 200 slaves to be liberated. By the way, I got this report from Christian Solidarity International this week. I want you to listen to this story. And we're gonna, for those of you watching on the stream and on Biz TV, we're gonna put up a picture of this woman, Awian, I think, or Awian is how you say her name. I want you to look at that beautiful smile. In fact, Nick, there's another picture of her that's more close up with her eyes. And yes, look at that. Look at the beauty of this face. Every time that CSI brings a slave to the South Sudan border, they try to help them decompress from their slave circumstance and get them talking about what they've experienced and try to illustrate that. And Awian said to the CSI workers, she said she had been at home the day that her village had been attacked. She was one of 10 people that they captured and forced to walk many, many miles into North Sudan. She said that they were told not to talk among themselves, so they wouldn't even let them talk with their fellow villagers from where they were taken from. When they arrived in North Sudan, she was given to a man named Ahmed. He already had two wives and five children, but he raped her repeatedly and forced her under Islamic law to go mutilate her own genitals. They call it circumcision, but that's really what it was. He called her a dirty name that we don't even have the equivalent of in English. And after she had done that, and after she had suffered all of that, she discovered that she was going to be subjected to a life of just subservience. She had to clean the house, do everything that the master said. Eventually, an Arab retriever from CSI showed up and said, "Would you like to be free?" They negotiated a release this year. Some of you made this happen when you gave in the spring, and she got back to South Sudan, and she's free. We're trying to do that again for more people. 800-888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
That's get.